We're going to continue with a time of prayer, responsive prayer this morning, and I do have a couple updates, one that I shared in Bible study this morning, and that is that last night I had time to spend with Roman Gunther. It was about 5 o'clock. We had a small service with the family, and then I left at about 6 o'clock and got a text from Vicky that Roman died at about 7:30 last night. So we can give thanks that he was really responsive all the way up until Thursday night, and then went to be with the Lord just last night. So I want to share that with the congregation. We'll keep you posted on news about a service for Roman in the days and weeks ahead. Also, good news about Gary Curtis. He made it through surgery really well, and we can give thanks for that and for his recovery and good days since that happened on Monday. Let us rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the church here and around the world, witnessing to the good news in Christ, that we see the worth within one another, the value our Heavenly Father places on all of us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who do not know Christ, but support the work of the church to meet people's physical, social, and spiritual needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For people who serve in positions of governmental authority among the nations, for those who raise crops and tend herds, and for all who connect resources with the needs of their fellow citizens, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who struggle to put bread on the table and roof over their families, those who face injustice and discrimination, and all who are denied human rights, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all near and dear to us who call out to God in their distress, Lord, especially for the Gunther family, those that were gathered there last night in their home, and Lord, especially for the process that you have been in calling Roman to be home with you in his eternal rest. Lord, we thank you for granting him that rest. We pray for the family as they gather to mourn and think about what they might do on Roman's honor in the days ahead. And that most especially, Lord, that you would hold Stella's hand in the days ahead. Lord, we give you thanks too for the guidance for those that cared for Gary Curtis and the successful surgery for him this last week. Lord, grant him continued recovery and good health. Also, Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of life and the joy of having a family here at Peace to celebrate the gift of life, especially for Margaret Dusek as she celebrates her 90th birthday this week. Lord, give her joy and laughter, and Lord, we thank you for her presence with us here in this church family, and presence too for her own family. And for Nancy Abernathy as she celebrates her birthday too this week, that you would give her joy and laughter as well. And for those that we name now that have asked for prayer in our congregation, Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Angela, Mark, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Ron, Chuck, Mary Ann, Steve, Anna, Gary, Brent, Professor Wiegman, Arnold, who has been hospitalized again. For all these names and concerns, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And for ourselves, finally, that we recognize the gifts God has placed among us by which we may care for one another and our community. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant us, Heavenly Father, that we ask that what we ask for in faith we may obtain through your unfailing mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus our Lord.
Amen.